We play. from Lusaka, Otagwe, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Good afternoon. We apologize for the late broadcast of the news. This was due to a technical fault. Your headlines. Medical quality healthcare in Zambia declares the rising cases of defilement as national emergencies. Information Minister Cornelius Mwetwa optimistic that the media narrative will influence the outcome of the August polls. In international news, two U.S. soldiers missing after military exercises in Morocco. In sports, Chinese companies see surge in demand for FIFA World Cup merchandise.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Medical for quality healthcare in Zambia has raised alarm over rising cases of child defilement in the country, warning that thousands of children are at risk of HIV and other sexually transmitted infections. MQHZ Director General Dr. Quincy Mwavu says nearly 5,000 defilement cases were recorded between 2021 and 2025, describing the situation as a serious public health emergency. MQHZ has therefore classified the cases as emergencies needing immediate attention. Dr. Mwavu says children who are sexually abused face a high risk of HIV, sexually transmitted infections, and long-term physical and emotional harm. He adds that delayed reporting, especially in rural areas, is making the situation worse, as many victims fail to access life-saving treatment within 72 hours. Dr. Mwavu has since called for stronger law enforcement, improved child protection systems, and better coordination among health and social welfare and police. He has urged parents and communities to report cases immediately and seek urgent medical help, adding that protecting children must remain a national priority.
We are therefore urging parents, guardians and communities to ensure that any suspected case is reported immediately and that children are taken to the nearest health facility within the first 72 hours, because any action can save a child from serious health consequences. So thank you. We are also calling for stronger protection system, improved access to child-friendly health services, and better coordination between health institutions, social welfare, and law enforcement to ensure that children are fully protected, because no child should go through such trauma or suffer preventable health consequences. Protecting children is a shared responsibility that requires urgent and collective action from all of us.
In another development, more stakeholders have expressed mixed feeling on government's action to cancel world's largest conference on human rights and technology days before it was due to start, citing the conference did not align with national values. The African Editors Forum condemned in the strongest terms the cancellation, stating that delegates were expected to gather for a critical global conversation on digital rights, human rights, free expression and democratic accountability. The forum said the language of postponement cannot disguise the truth, emphasizing that this was state pressure addressed as a procedure. It notes that any demand that a rights conference align with official national values turns the state into the arbiter of legitimate speech and should alarm every defender of democracy. Meanwhile, renowned economist Lwanda Habazoka